Fight Club exclusive, Peter Schweitzer, weaponized immigration has globalized corruption. With American politicians complicit in war on U.S. by Bradley J. on February 6, 2026. Corruption has grown larger as the world has gotten smaller. With political corruption inside American politics now operating on a global scale through weaponized immigration, Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, author of number one New York Times bestseller The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon, revealed during a special Thursday evening Founders Roundtable with the Breitbart Fight Club. Schweitzer, whose latest book marks his fifth consecutive number one New York Times bestseller, explained how corruption has expanded into a global enterprise since he first began writing about political corruption. Watch, Peter Schweitzer, Trump admin plans to use the invisible coup for case arguing before SCOTUS. People have been saying for now several decades, you know, we have a global economy, and we use phrases like global elites, which are accurate terms. I mean, the world has gotten smaller in the sense that things seem so much more interconnected, Schweitzer explained. Same thing goes for corruption. Few Americans understand the drastic expansion in size and scope of corruption with which their elected officials are engaged. The corruption that people worried about 40 years ago was, you know, the congressman who was putting something into the highway bill. And he's trying to get a contract, a paving contract for his nephew. Those days are long gone, Schweitzer elaborated. I mean, yeah, that's probably going on, I'm sure. But corruption has been globalized, and what's happened in the United States is that politicians have realized that you can make a lot more money when you're dealing with corrupt overseas entities than you can in the United States. Pursuing corrupt dealings overseas with highly corrupt foreign cultures is easier to hide for American politicians, Schweitzer explained, which has increasingly drawn American elites to look overseas for ill-gotten gains. Whether you're talking China or Russia or Ukraine or Mexico, these are countries that have much higher level corruptions than we do in the United States, so there's more opportunity. Watch, Schweitzer, U.S. must close Mexican consulates stoking the anti-ICE protests. Schweitzer's 2011 bombshell book Throw Them All Out, which revealed how politicians became wealthy through insider trading, land deals, and other corrupt practices, focused largely on corruption most Americans traditionally associated with crooked politicians. With subsequent books like Clinton Cash and Blood Money, Schweitzer pulled back the curtain on the growing global scale of American political corruption. Invisible Coup rips the curtain down entirely, exposing how American politicians and elites have colluded with foreign powers on immigration, one of the most foundational tenets of nationhood, to enrich themselves at the expense of their own countrymen. Watch, Peter Schweitzer, China is undermining U.S. national security through the student visa program. I started writing about this stuff when it related to insider trading and extortion by politicians, he told the Fight Club audience. Clinton Cash was really, I think, the first one that talked about the globalizing of corruption. The fact that the Clintons weren't just engaging in sort of typical political stuff. They were cutting deals with the Russians. They were cutting deals in Latin America. And they were getting eye-popping amounts of money. Same thing with Joe Biden, you know, same thing with Mitch McConnell. So, the globalism is the theme, and immigration is, I think, the latest manifestation of that, which is the world is coming to you. That corruption carries real consequences for Americans, Schweitzer explained. When Joe Biden was declared the winner in November of 2020, Mexico, days later, quietly passed two pieces of legislation that they knew would open up the floodgates to the United States, Schweitzer recalled. In Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega said, anybody who wants to get to the United States through the southern border, fly from around the world to Nicaragua, pay us $50. We'll bus you to the border and help you do it. And 2 million people are alleged, from Africa, from Asia, from everybody around the planet, flew to Nicaragua and took them up on that offer. Watch, oh, Canada. Peter Schweitzer pulls back the curtain on Canada's cozy up to China. Even with the election of President Donald Trump, who Schweitzer met with for around 55 minutes to discuss his findings, he revealed to the Fight Club audience, foreign powers are continuing to weaponize immigration to destroy American strength and sovereignty, often with collusion from American officials. Schweitzer called for action in Washington and said Trump and his administration, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who Schweitzer has also met with to discuss the revelations inside Invisible Coup, are serious about fighting back. That is a war against the United States, he said. It's weaponized immigration, and it's global. And you have politicians in our country who gain politically from that, who gain financially from that, NGOs the same thing. And they're happy to be complicit in what is a declaration of war on the United States. Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list and is available to purchase here. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.